This is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. In the 2012 congressional elections, North Carolina voters elected 9 Republicans and 4 Democrats to the state's 13 seats in the U.S. House. The results represented a gain of 3 seats for Republicans. The election used congressional districts that were redrawn by North Carolina's Republican-controlled legislature following the 2010 census. Political gerrymandering is nothing new, but researchers at Duke University say they've developed a mathematical tool that clearly shows how gerrymandering benefits the party in power when new districts are drawn. Joining me to discuss this research is Jonathan Mattingly, professor of mathematics at Duke. Professor Mattingly, let's begin with what your findings show. In 2012, what would have happened in the congressional elections if politically gerrymandered districts were not in place?
Well, according to our models, we found that between 7 and 8 Democrats being elected was the most likely, as opposed to only 4.
And how do you arrive at that?
We developed a model for randomly drawing redistrictings of North Carolina, which only took into account splitting the population equally and trying to keep the districts relatively compact. In this way, it was a nonpartisan redistricting because we didn't take into account any information about politics. Then with each of these redistrictings, we reran the 2012 elections using exactly the votes that people cast in their precincts, and we saw how the results changed. And to our surprise, we found that they were highly variable depending on the districts using the exact same vote count.
Can you say anything more about what you factor in or out or don't take into account when you looked at those models?
We wanted to keep things as simple as possible so it was completely transparent. So we didn't take into account, for instance, political parties. We didn't take into account socioeconomic class. We didn't take into account race. We didn't take into account historical districts. So our districts only looked for districts that split the population equally into 13 congressional districts and that tried to keep them relatively compact so they didn't wander too far all over the place.
In running these models, how extensive was your work, and did you look at it from more than one possibility?
We actually drew 100 random redistrictings of North Carolina, and then we reran the 2012 elections with the actual numbers, and we saw the outcome, and then we tabulated those results.
Would you say that using the mathematical tools that your team used, that brings about a new level of precision or the possibility of being more precise in the drawing of these districts? It seems that maybe that could be used to take the politics out of the process or to make the process even more political.
Yes, in some ways you could always use our tools to try to optimize for a certain outcome. But what we really wanted to show was what the distribution of possible outcomes are, and then hopefully we could legislate that we only wanted to consider those that were somehow in the middle, typical, central, the ones that happen the most often, not the extremes. Everyone says that that gerrymandering is having a huge effect on the outcome, but we want to understand how big that effect was. We want to understand, given a certain set of votes, what's the spectrum of possible outcomes that just from, without changing the votes of the people, by just changing the districting, what's the different spectrum of outcomes?
How do you hope that this research will be used?
Well, I really hope that in light of the results being so variable, depending on what districting we chose, we really hope it shows that there needs to be checks and balances and there needs to be reform in the way we redistrict to keep the power of redistricting to be used in undemocratic ways.
How likely do you think it is that the political party in power at the legislative level in this case and Republicans in the present case would actually go with a method of redistricting that took the political advantage out?
Other states have done it. Other states, like California, use nonpartisan redistricting commissions to make their districting. And I think it's a question of redistricting leads to very safe congressional districts, which leads to polarization and lack of cooperation.
Professor Jonathan Mattingly with Duke University, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. It's a pleasure talking with you.